At 7:06, we have 24 degrees. Your temperature here under mostly clear skies here at the KJN studios. We look for increasing clouds and a high of 32 here today. Good morning. I'm Chris Punks with a check of the latest in local news on KJAN. An Iowa man who was working for an Omaha street crew when he was hit by a car earlier this week has died. Officials say 48-year-old Salvatore Fidone III of Council Bluffs died Friday at Nebraska Medical Center from injuries he suffered when he was hit by a car Monday in southwest Omaha. Police say Fidone was standing on the driver's side of a city truck as he and others prepared to fill potholes when a car driven by a 53-year-old Omaha man drifted from a northbound lane and struck him. No charges in the case have been filed, and the crash remains under police investigation. The Red Oak Police Department and Montgomery County Sheriff's Office report multiple arrests on Friday in Red Oak. At 7:15 p.m., Red Oak police arrested 46-year-old Shelby Joanne Olivares of Red Oak in the 100 block of East Grime Street in Red Oak for domestic abuse assault. Simple. She was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on no bond. At 7:16 p.m., Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies arrested 48-year-old Lynn Kenneth Houchins of Red Oak for disorderly conduct and public intoxication. The arrest followed an incident at North 2nd and East Grime Streets in Red Oak. Houchins was taken to Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $300 bond. At 10:41 p.m., sheriff's deputies arrested a 17-year-old male for possession of a controlled substance following an incident in the 2400 block of North 8th Street in Red Oak. The juvenile was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and released to a family member. And the Red Oak Police Department reported the arrest of a Council Bluffs man on a theft charge Friday at 1:35 p.m. Officers arrested 39-year-old Matthew Joseph Gardner in the 1600 block of North Broadway Street in Red Oak. He was found to be in possession of stolen property and was charged with fifth-degree theft and taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 cash bond. The Iowa Supreme Court has upheld a legal doctrine that allows agriculture drainage districts to maintain immunity from lawsuits seeking monetary damages. The ruling Friday presents an obstacle for the Des Moines Water Works, which has alleged in a lawsuit that the three counties should be required to obtain federal water pollution discharge permits and reimburse the utility for increased filtration methods to remove the nitrates. Iowa State University has released a document that President Stephen Leith says supports his use of a school plane for a largely personal trip to North Carolina. Leith has claimed he planned to meet with a donor, and so the use of the plane had a business purpose by as required by law. The school released that what it called the contents of a text message showing the donor canceled the day of the meeting due to an emergency. Officials in southern Iowa have identified a man whose body was found inside a burning home last week. The Warren County Attorney's Office it says an autopsy shows that 50-year-old Robert Paul Major died in the January 20th fire. Major's son, 28-year-old Stephen James Major, remains in the Warren County Jail on charges of first-degree arson and operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent. A 65-year-old woman has been arrested on harassment charges after police say she threatened employees of the University of Iowa's student newspaper. The Iowa City Press Citizen reports that Melissa Jo Kelly called the Adler Journalism and Mass Communication Building on December 1st and threatened people at the Daily Iowan in profanity-laced rants. Police say she also left threatening voice messages at the paper. Kelly has been charged with six counts of first-degree harassment. Sheriff's officials in northwest Iowa's Emmett and Dickinson counties, along with the Iowa Department of Public Safety's Division of Criminal Investigation, are investigating an incident that resulted in the death on Friday of a man from Missouri. According to authorities, 19-year-old Alexander Lee Graves of Kansas City, Missouri, died following a crash that occurred during the pursuit of a vehicle reported stolen out of Sac County. The incident began when a Dickinson County sheriff's deputy saw Graves driving the vehicle and tried to initiate a traffic stop. Graves proceeded to elude the deputy at a high rate of speed. The chase continued into Emmett County, where the deputy lost sight of the stolen vehicle due to poor road conditions. Graves had driven the vehicle off the road and into a ditch before fleeing into a field. Upon finding the abandoned vehicle, the deputy followed Graves' tracks into the field, where Graves was found deceased with a handgun beside him. His body was transported to the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny, where an autopsy was performed. Officials say at this time Graves' death is believed to be the result of a suicide. The investigation is ongoing by the Emmett and Dickinson County Sheriff's Offices and DCI. The Atlantic Police Department on Friday reports 25-year-old Morgan Dvorak of Atlantic was arrested Thursday on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. Dvorak was booked into the Cass County Jail. On Wednesday, Atlantic Police arrested 23-year-old Jacob Sweeney of Atlantic for OWI first offense and 31-year-old Daniel Jensen of Atlantic for domestic abuse assault, impeding airflow, and on two Audubon County warrants for failure to appear in court. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office says a deputy responding to a residence in Carson on Thursday afternoon arrested a man for domestic abuse assault by impeding airflow. 27-year-old Michael J. Burns of Carson allegedly assaulted his wife during an argument. He was transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail. And a Missouri Valley man was arrested Thursday night for OWI first offense following a traffic stop in Pottawatomie County. A 2001 Jeep Grand Cherokee driven by 31-year-old Benjamin John Hoyt of Missouri Valley was pulled over at around 11:55 p.m. because it did not have a functioning brake light. The deputy observed Hoyt had bloodshot, watery eyes and emitted a strong odor of alcohol. A fresh container of beer was in the center console of his vehicle. Based on the results of a field sobriety test, Hoyt was taken into custody. He was cited for improper brake light as well. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports a man from Silver City was arrested on Friday morning for possession of drug paraphernalia. 33-year-old Jeremy Wayne Garner was taken into custody at around 1:50 a.m. His bond was set at $300. And two people were injured during an accident Wednesday night in Mills County. Authorities say the driver of the vehicle, 72-year-old Philip May of Hastings, and his passenger, 61-year-old Rosetta May, also of Hastings, suffered minor injuries and were transported to the Montgomery County Hospital by Red Oak Rescue. The couple was hurt when the 2001 Nissan they were in went out of control on Highway 34 near 390th Street, entered the south ditch, and rolled several times. The accident happened around 8:50 p.m. And Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports a woman from Council Bluffs was arrested last Sunday on a Pottawatomie County warrant for a parole violation. 42-year-old Tracy Lynn Frolik Lappy was transferred to the Audubon County Jail after being taken into custody and was being held pending transfer to Pottawatomie County. Audubon County Sheriff's deputies assisted in the arrest. That's a look at some of the latest in news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Darlitz Kreese, age 61, of Lansing, Iowa, formerly of Greenfield, died January 20th at the Gunderson Lutheran Hospital in La Crosse, Wisconsin. A mass of Christian burial for Darlitz Kreese will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield, here today with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Claude Raymond Ray Oslin, Jr., age 70, of Shenandoah, died January 18th in Los Algodones, Mexico. A celebration of life funeral service for Ray Oslin, Jr. will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Nishna Valley Christian Church in Shenandoah. Nishna Valley Funeral Home in Shenandoah has arrangements. Coraline Virginia Scott, age 91, of the Henderson area, died January 14th. A memorial service for Coraline Scott will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland. Hazel Rass, age 92, of Des Moines and formerly of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Hazel Rass will be held on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That's here today. Michael Charles Carter, age 57, of Hamlin, died Thursday at the Audubon County Hospital in Audubon. Funeral services for Michael Charles Carter will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. in the Methodist Church in Irwin. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Milo D. Clemenson, age 89, of Audubon, died January 24th at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Milo Clemenson will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Hazel Marie Snyder, age 90, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Mass of Christian burial for Hazel Snyder will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Aida McKee, age 98, of Messina, died January 23rd at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Celebration of life services for Aida McKee will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home Messina has arrangements. Donald E. Detter, age 88, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Don Detter will be held on Tuesday at 3 p.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Theodore Lambert Rietveld, age 77, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. No services will be held for Theodore Rietveld. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Todd Randall K., age 57, of Council Bluffs, died Monday at the Creighton University Medical Center. Graveside services for Todd Randall K. will be held at a later date in the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. John Leonard Watts, Jr., age 55, of Harlan, died Wednesday in Harlan. Memorial services for John Watts, Jr. will be held on February 11th at 1 p.m. at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gene Purdy, age 70, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Greater Regional Hospice House in Creston. Funeral services for Gene Purdy are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.